Guys, we're back. What's going on? And if you listen to the commercials, thanks so much, man, because you're helping me fucking back it up. You know what I mean? No dunce. Anyway, no dunce, dude. No fucking dunce. Right? Insecure. So this is a fucking trailer of a real movie called Drunk Parents. Now, I have not seen this trailer. I just know it's a movie. Why? Because I travel on an airplane a lot of the time, and every now and then you'll look at the fucking shit. When you travel on an airplane and you see the fucking movies that are, sometimes you're like, oh, did they make these movies sincerely just for American Airlines?
Right.
That's what this shit is like. This movie's called Drunk Parents. It's with Alec Baldwin and Salma Hayek. Now,
what?
All I can say is, of course it's with them in it. Now, I like Alec Baldwin. I don't want to say he's my buddy, but I've done his fucking show a few times. You know, I run into him. He's a good guy. But this movie seems hilarious. I haven't looked at it yet.
Okay.
I'm looking at it for the first time. So I don't know if we're going to have fucking, you know.
Look at our college girl.
We're just a phone call away.
I love you guys so much. Thank you for everything.
Can I help you?
I'm just doing my job.
I just need a little more time.
Why were you? Find a way to put some loot in my suit. Sell some crap. Robin Jack.
That's what's his name.
This is so boring so far. I can't even believe that this is something to sell something. What
Kid
the fuck Cuddy. Is this?
That's Kid Cudi.
Isn't it Kid Cudi? Kid Cutie?
I don't know.
That's my nickname.
Sell some crap. Robin Jack.
Why does the sound sound so bad? It's because it was, you know, if this was made anywhere but Vancouver, I'll fucking straight up rip one of my balls off.
I'll tell you why it sounds so bad.
Okay.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody that made that movie gives a fuck about anything.
Sound guy goes like this. They go like this. Do we get it? Sound guy goes like this. Yeah, we got it. Let's go.
Totally, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got it. We both got it. That's what he said because he's from Vancouver.
Yeah, break.
Does Alec Baldwin ever not wear that coat in a movie, by the way?
No.
It's always a fucking gray, double-breasted,
for sure,
with fucking gloves. I swear to God, it could be August in New Orleans. He's still wearing it.
Definitely. Finally, a break.
Hello, he owes you money. I'm his butler, not his accountant.
I was MasterCard.
What the fuck is this? What the fuck is this?
What did he say?
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck. How is this the beginning of a trailer?
Okay. So far what happened? Let's break down what happened. So, of course, sweeping shot, to Vancouver, okay?
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at our college girl.
So she's going to college.
So she's going to college. They're together, and they're leaving her to college, and he's wearing the coat.
Okay? He's wearing the coat in every fucking scene.
He's wearing the coat, and she's always dressed for a funeral for some reason.
Right.
Okay? So.
Don't call away.
I love you guys so much.
And the college kid, the interesting thing about the college kid is she's 34.
Right.
So that's all good.
Yeah.
So let's do this.
Thank you for everything.
That was, by the way, no humor or anything really in that. Just exposition in a trailer, which is crazy.
Without that terrible music, you would actually have no idea it was supposed to be a comedy.
Okay.
Can I help you?
I'm just doing my job.
I just need a little more time.
Why don't you find a way to put some loot in my suit? Sell some crap. Robin Jack. Finally a break.
Okay, so his car gets towed.
Why?
I don't know. He says, I need a little bit more time.
Right.
But we don't know what that means for the car. We don't know what that means for
the movie at all.
Yeah.
And you definitely don't know what it means in relation to college or daughter leaving.
100%. Yeah. Okay. So here we go.
Hello, he owes you money.
Okay, now he's talking on a phone. Let's just go.
With an accent?
But not his accountant.
That was MasterCard.
He was talking in a phone on an act with an accent.
Yeah.
And his wife was watching him. And she's still dressed for a funeral. And
how much did the director...
By the way, he still has the jacket on.
How much did the director beg him not to do the accent? And he said okay, and then did it like that every single time.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I won't do it. Oh, you want me to... And as a matter of fact, the director at the end... He did fucking 9 takes, and the director's like, ugh.
Yeah.
And he was like, did we get it? And then the director's like, sure, because you know he's like, okay, he's not gonna do it. I told him not to do the accent. And then Eyeball says, oh wait, well let's do one more because you said you wanted one without the accent. And the director said, yeah. And they said, and action, and he still did the accent.
Yep.
Okay.
And
so
then walked directly to his trailer.
Yeah. Okay. So. And then what does he say here?
MasterCard.
That was Mr. Kirk.
That was MasterCard.
MasterCard.
MasterCard. Oh, that was MasterCard.
Mr. Kirk.
Okay.
I'm his butler, not his accountant.
That was MasterCard.
They're losing money.
Okay. Going broke. They're going broke. It's because it says they're going broke. Okay.
I'm going to Nigel's for a minute.
Nigel's?
Okay, now Nigel is for sure British. Come on. Yeah. Now he's going into a wine cellar.
Worth $800.
You're supposed to be looking after his property. What's next? Rent it out?
Rent out his house? Rent out Nigel's house? That's insane.
There was a rental ad for this house on Craigslist.
That's Gaffigan. That's Jim Gaffigan.
Advanced. I think he was sent from God.
As a new neighbor, I'm legally required to tell you that I'm a registered sex offender.
That's funny. I actually think that's funny. I think Gaffigan's funny.
Very weird to go in this trailer.
Absolutely weird.
Joke?
Absolutely weird. The most benign trailer so far. Yeah. And now all of a sudden, this guy's like, I'm a sex offender.
A new guy.
Okay, so... And I'm not... I love Gaffigan. He's funny. This is my favorite part of the trailer, I will say. Yeah. Okay?
That I'm a registered sex offender.
Come again?
Wow. Really?
Pretty funny, actually.
Okay.
As jokes go, he says, come again.
Right. Okay,
that was funny. Funny delivery, Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin's fucking funny.
He's funny, yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me. Have we got a report of suspicious activity?
Nigel, how's it going over there in London, huh?
I just had a conversation with the police. We're going to jail.
We got to get out of here. Just take what you need for the next few weeks.
Okay, so...
I don't know. I'm lost.
So they're renting the house out or no? Are they renting the house out?
It's Nigel's house.
Yeah.
And Nigel...
Is away.
Is getting pissed because he's away and he heard the cops called him because something happened at his house.
Yes.
And they're renting out Nigel's house.
Yes.
So far has nothing to do with drinking.
Yeah,
or parenting.
Drunk parents, no. Yeah. Or parenting, yeah. The kid that was away at college still.
The movie should be called Nigel's House.
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, actually, probably the main problem I have with that is it shouldn't be called Drunk Parents.
I don't like titles like that.
Okay, why? Because
like
it's just
plain,
a blanket.
Like bad teacher.
Yeah. Gotcha.
That kind of thing, yeah.
Gotcha, okay, cool. So
a few weeks.
Dad, Uncle Frank, and Aunt Nancy are here.
You two are welcome to bunk in the twins' room.
Joe Mengi, or whatever the fuck?
The hot guy?
The hot guy's in it?
The hot guy, yeah.
The workout guy?
He's the hottest guy.
What is up with this?
I get mistaken for him all the time.
What's up
with what?
Do you?
Yeah.
What's the deal with this movie?
I have no idea.
It was definitely supposed to come out in the theaters.
Yeah.
Baldwin, Selma Hayek, Joe Manganiello. Fucking
Manganiello, I think.
Kid Cudi has a cameo. I'm sure he's the cameo guy. And then the other guy, Jim Gaffigan.
Gaffigan's in it too. Yeah,
these are big acts.
It doesn't look cheap either.
It doesn't.
You don't think so? I mean, it can't really be that cheap with those people in it.
True.
Hilarious.
My Frank and I can overcome anything as long as we are together.
Let's do this every month.
Your mother, she seems a little unhinged.
$4 for a zucchini.
Keep it close.
Those guys have booked those guys right there. I'm telling you right now, I don't know this, never seen them before. I'm telling you, they've booked over 110 commercials. I mean, look at those two guys. Those guys have done so many commercials where they go like this.
They make the face.
Yeah.
Have you talked about the face?
No.
Oh, you should talk about
the face. I will talk about the face after this.
That's fine.
Alec Baldwin.
Why is this happening?
The song?
You come at my house!
Stop the truck, Wayne.
Suck at this prime stuff.
I'm gonna throw a rock at you. My pitch to college.
Oh, you're probably caught in college.
What?
Frank, how are you?
I'm on the right side of the grass, my man. What's the haps?
What is it called? They're not even drinking in it.
What's the haps? That made me mad when he said it. I don't like that at all.
You don't like that? Why not? Butters is an incel. Why don't you like that?
I just not into like ending the trailer on what's
oh,
the
ending
haps
it on that is bad. Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Also, they're not drinking once in that trailer.
No, not even a little bit. So that's a weird thing. They might as well call it fucking Avatar 6 or some shit. Yeah. It's not that either.
It would.
So anyway, the face, yeah.
You haven't talked about that?
No, I haven't, actually. It's every movie poster has this face on it. Every comedy has this face on it.
Yeah.
Like this.
Right. And 99% of the time, it's a guy.
Yeah, it's also girls. Now it's equal. You know what I mean? Now this 2019, girls do it
too. Now you're making me sound sexist.
You're sexist when it comes with the face. But every comedy... Look up anyone. Look up any comedy poster. Look up anyone with Tim Allen.
Especially sitcoms. TV comedy is the most.
Yeah, like, look at this situation I'm in right now, how I got myself into. Hijinks.
Right.
Catch you later. They all doing it. They're all doing
all
a version
of those
of
guys
it.
Are doing
it. That awkward moment. Knocked Up. Look at the Knocked Up one. He's... Tip, stand up, scroll up. There you go. That's the face to a T.
You almost got so mad just now.
Right there, yeah, because he wasn't scrolling up, and I wanted him to scroll up, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the most, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. You know what it is? Because I've done sitcoms and shit. It's hard to not do the face.
And if you do it once...
They got it. That's the one they're going to use.
Yeah.
Go back to the one you just said with the Justin Timberlake. I'm getting pissed. I'm getting pissed. Go back to Justin Timberlake one. You just had it.
Wow.
Just go back.
Just go back,
and I'm pissed. Friends with Benefits, dude. Wow. Fucking Justin Timberlake.
Right. Yeah.
Now, the thing is, Justin Timberlake is just making the face because he's a singer, and he's like, oh, this is the face that actors do.
Yeah. What?
But that's the thing, though. Like when you're shooting the shit for the stuff, because they did it for the sitcom, and they were like, "Hey, you know what's up? Now, how'd you get yourself into this position?" Like they'll do that, and you'll be like, "I don't know," and then and you're like, "Oh fuck,"
and then you're fucked.
Yeah. So anyway, go see Drunk Parents. All you have to do is take a flight somewhere.
You can't. Yeah, there's nowhere to see it.
Yeah. That reminds me of that fucking movie I did, Fate Totally Worse Than Death. Though that's why I say it's in Vancouver.
Oh wow!
I did
a movie
the other day.
Wasn't Aaron in that?
Yes, Aaron Paul was in it. That's how we became friends. Anyway, that's what it is. Should we take another break? Let's take another break, okay? And then we'll be right back.